Learning Sefer Tehillim, this is shir number 56. We are using the commentary of Ma'am Loez by Rav Shmuel Yishalmi. This series of Sefer Tehillim, the complete Sefer Tehillim, was sponsored by the Chevra Kadisha Mortuary in Los Angeles. Their phone number is 323-653-8886. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening online to any of our hundreds of Torah Shiurim Torah lectures. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter number 103, Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, Yodia Dorochav Moshe Livnei Yisrael Ali Losov. He made known his ways to Moshe, his works to the children of Israel. The eighth bounty is that he made known his ways, the attributes of his conduct towards men, to Moshe, our teacher. These are the 13 attributes included in, and Hashem passed by before him and proclaimed, Hashem, the God, mighty, compassionate, and favors with grace. Pasuk that's found in the Chumash Shemos. That is what the singer says here. He made known his ways to Moshe, and then his works to the children of Israel. Moshe made known the 13 attributes to the children of Israel, which entails a great advantage, for when the attributes are mentioned with devout concentration during one's prayer, the prayer is accepted, as it says, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. And our sages explain, a covenant is established with the 13 attributes, that they do not come back empty-handed. Thus Yishayahu said, who remembered you in your ways? Behold, you have been angry, and we have sinned. In those ways we remain always and shall be saved. A pasuk that is found in Sefer Yishayahu. Whenever Hashem raged against Israel, the righteous who had previously departed from this world would remind him of the 13 attributes, whereupon he brought deliverance on account of them. The Torah calls them ways and works, for the attributes encompass his actions in dealing with human beings by compassion and grace, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. It is what Moshe asked for. Let me now know your way, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos, in order to find favor in the sight of Hashem when praying. Until then, Moshe would have to call upon the merit of the others, as he said when the Jews sinned with the golden calf, remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, your servants. Should the power of their merit become depleted, he would have nothing to rely on in his prayer. Hashem granted his plea and made known his attributes to him. For this reason, at the sin of the spies as found in Chumash Bamidbar, Moshe mentioned the attributes as he said, and now I pray you, let the power of my Lord be great, according as you have spoken, saying, Hashem is forbearing and great in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression. Some explain the present pasuk as follows. He made known to his ways the 13 attributes of his conduct towards man, to Moshe. He also revealed his works, the attributes of compassion and forgiving grace, that he practices towards the children of Israel in Golus. The singer has already enjoined the soul to praise Hashem, as we learned in the first two psukim of this parak. First, it is necessary, however, to speak about knowledge of Hashem and his attributes. This knowledge can only be acquired through his works, and that is the foundation for the attributes elicited by Moshe. For this reason, we are not permitted to ascribe any attributes to Hashem except those established by Moshe. Thus the Torah says here, he made known his ways to Moshe, his works to the children of Israel. Out of the works followed the attributes, the ways. Pasuk 8. Rachum mechanan Hashem erech apayim v'rav chosed. Hashem is compassionate and favors with grace, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. Having spoken of the divine attributes, the singer points to some of them which are related to compassion. They are listed here in the same order they appear in the original pronouncement by Moshe as found in Chumash Shemos. compassionate and favors with grace, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. Compassionate means that he mercifully provides for the necessary needs of his creations in the best possible way. Favors with grace means that he causes them to be viewed with favor by others. Thus it says, "And I will favor with grace whom I will favor with grace, and will show compassion to whom I will show compassion." Slow to anger means that he is forbearing towards the wicked until they repent. Abundant in loving kindness means that he deals kindly with his creations. Some say those are the 13 attributes mentioned here are related to the singer's entreaty for healing of the disease. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Lo netzach yoriv lo olam yitor. He will not quarrel, neither will he keep his anger forever. An aspect of divine compassion is that Hashem is not vindictive. Rather, he extends loving kindness to the sinner. He will not quarrel for eternity, neither will he keep his anger forever. Along similar lines, the Torah says, "You will not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people." A pasuk that's found in Chumash Vayikra. From the divine perspective, according to the measure of law, the sinner should suffer eternal punishment. Thus we find concerning bodily injury that the punishment is reckoned both in accordance with the stature of the attacker and the stature of his victim. But Hashem will not quarrel for eternity, neither will he keep his anger forever. Accordingly, this shows that the Almighty is compassionate and favors with grace, for he does not punish in accordance with his stature, but in accordance with man's stature. What is more, he does not punish all at once, but divides the punishment to the third and fourth generation. He will not quarrel for eternity with sinners, neither will he keep his anger forever towards penitents. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Lo yechatu'enu osalonu v'luchavaseinu gomal olenu. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor repaid us according to our iniquities. Hashem does not even punish the sinner proportionate to his sin, nor repay him according to the severity of his iniquity. This is so notwithstanding, he has commanded us to maintain this proportional relationship of punishment in the human domain set by human tribunals, as it says, "And you will take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death." Pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. But Hashem himself acts with compassion towards human beings in accordance with the attribute of mercy. The singer thus also brings proof that he will not quarrel for eternity, for behold, he has not dealt with us in exile according to our sins, nor repaid us according to our iniquities. A related interpretation says, he has not dealt with us according to our sins after the destruction of the Holy Beis HaMikdash, nor repaid us according to our iniquities in exile. Some say that the singer is also referring to the past. He has done for us any number of good things, while we repaid him with evil, yet Hashem has not repaid us afterwards according to these iniquities and the evil of our deeds. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Ki gavoa shamayim al oretz, govar chastoy al yireyo. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so has his loving kindness intensified towards those who fear him. Although the Almighty does not punish in accordance with the full severity of the sin, it is not so regarding reward for the righteous. Not only does he not skimp their reward, but rather amplifies it beyond what they have merited by their good deed. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so has his loving kindness intensified towards those who fear him. This is intrinsic to the attribute of abundant and loving kindness. The heavens are high above the earth only in the symbolic sense, for there is actually no comparison between them. The heavens are an absolute high, and the earth is an absolute low. Similarly, must we understand in the symbolic sense that his loving kindness intensified towards those who fear him. This is not to be understood that he did more for them than he was obliged to do, since everything that he does for us is a loving kindness. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Kirchok Mizrach Mimarav Hirchik Mimenu Es Pishoenu. As far as east is from west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Although the Almighty does not punish us according to our sins, as we learned in the previous pasuk, the sinner may still live in constant dread that his sin has not been eliminated. However, as far as east is from west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Hashem wipes out and eliminates our transgressions. They should not accuse us, as it says in Micha, he will suppress our iniquities and you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. This will take place when we remove ourselves from our iniquities as far as east is distant from west. Then our iniquities will necessarily pass away from the world. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Kerachem of Abanim Richam Hashem al Yireyev. As a father has compassion for his children, so Hashem has compassion for those who fear him. Having said earlier that Hashem is compassionate, the singer describes his very great compassion. As a father has compassion for his children, so Hashem has compassion for those who fear him. This is a sublime level of compassion in human beings. Hashem's compassion for those who do not fear him is not of the same quality. A father punishes his son solely out of compassion to correct conduct, and then he suspends the punishment. Similarly, Hashem has compassion for those who fear him by then terminating the punishment. A father has compassion for his children, both on account of kinship and because he knows they are simply full of life. Similarly, Hashem has compassion for those who fear him, both because the man's soul is a portion of the divine and high, and as the singer now goes on to explain, because he knows that the body is an obstacle. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Ki hu yada yitzreinu zochor ki ofor anach. For he knows our nature, how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust. Now the singer explains why Hashem is so compassionate towards those who fear him. As we learned in the previous pasuk, it is because he knows our nature. He remembers that we are dust. There are two reasons. One is that he knows well the passion of your physical nature, which no one can elude, as it says, for the impulse of man's heart is evil from his youth. The other reason is that he remembers that we are dust. Hashem is mindful of our constant pain in having to return to dust. This great evil is bad enough, and so he has compassion for us. Then again, the singer says, we are dust, even when we are still living. Since the body is mostly constituted of elemental dust, hence it refers to dust. Thus it says, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. He remembers at all times that we are dust. We are compelled by our lust like a beast and are reduced to dust. He remembers that we are dust. Although we appear to be flesh and blood, Hashem is constantly mindful of the fact that he forged us from dust, as found in the Chumash Bereishis. Our sages teach that Hashem said to Adam, a hand scoop of stolen dust is in your possession. Return it to me. But a tzaddik transmutes the dust into something spiritual, and by effecting this change, acquires ownership of it. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Enosh kechatzir yomov ketzitz hasoda kein yotzis. Man, his days are as a grass. He blooms like the flower of the field. Having said, he remembers that we are dust. The singer goes on to expand on this matter. Man's return to the dust is not something far off in time, for man, his days are as grass. Man's natural lifespan is as brief as the life of grass. This comparison serves to highlight and emphasize the brevity of human life. Similarly, it says the pasuk in Iyo for our days upon earth are a shadow. Man, his days are as grass. If his days were long, he could improve his ways by rectifying the sins of his youth. But as it is now, a man who ages and begins to rectify his deeds will not have sufficient time to do so before he dies, for he's like a flower of the field that passes away quickly. A subtle interpretation says, what man is as grass? That is the man who blooms like a flower of the field. His conduct follows the whim of his heart, unconstrained by the yoke of Torah study and keeping of the mitzvahs. It is analogous to the difference between a fruit-bearing tree whose owner invests great effort to keep it blooming and the grass in the field that grows wild without a guiding hand. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Pasuk 16. Ki ruach avra bo veinenu v'lo yakirenu od mekomo. For a wind passes over it and it is gone. Its own place no longer knows it. Besides the fact that human life is as brief as the lifespan of grass, as we learned in the previous pasuk, it can also be terminated in the middle. Similarly, a wind passing over the grass may uproot it from its place. If it merely changed it, I would silence my complaint, but in fact it's gone, and its own place no longer knows it, as if it has never existed. This pertains to the natural pattern, not the miraculous order corresponding to the resurrection of the dead. For a wind passes over the flower and dries it up as if it would never existed. So is also with man. Its own place no longer knows it. All that a man has acquired in his striving to satisfy his immediate needs will not be with him after death. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. The Chesed Hashem me'olam ve'ad olam al yireyo v'tzidkoso l'vnei vonim. But the loving kindness of Hashem is forever and ever upon those who fear Him, and His righteousness upon children's children. Having said, His loving kindness intensified towards those who fear Him, the singer says here further, the loving kindness of the Lord is forever and ever upon those who fear Him, and His righteousness upon children's children. When He extends loving kindness to those who fear Him, His loving kindness lasts forever and ever to the end of all generations. In contrast, what He does for someone in accordance with righteousness will persist only to children's children, the third generation. Although man's body ceases to exist, Hashem's loving kindness does not cease, for He is forever and ever towards those who fear Him. Although a man's body is terminated, the reward for his soul is now terminated, and he merits a good reward in the world to come. It is indicated that because those who fear Him are of lower stature than those who love Him, Hashem bestows upon them loving kindness, and upon their children's children He bestows righteousness. That is to say, just as He safeguards their own good reward for the world to come, so He safeguards their merit in order to favor their children's children in accordance with their deeds. This does not necessarily mean only their children's children, but to the thousandth generation. God's loving kindness is unbounded, both in quality and in time. That is the implication of the loving kindness of Hashem is forever and ever upon those who fear Him, and His righteousness upon children's children. Pasuk Yud Ches, Pasuk 18. L'shomrei v'riso l'zochrei pikudov lasoson. To those who keep His covenant and those who remember His commands to do them. Who are those who fear Him? They are those who keep His covenant, and those who remember His commandments to do them. They safeguard the covenant of the Torah and are mindful to fulfill the mitzvahs. Our sages teach that to keep pertains to the prohibitive commandments. Hence, who keeps His covenant refers to those who are careful to observe the prohibitive mitzvah, while who remember His commands to do them refers to those who fulfilled the positive mitzvahs. The Torah thus explains, when will his righteousness be upon children's children? It will come when they will keep his covenant and remember his commands to do them. They remember them through utterance of the mouth and study towards observance. Study without implantation will not qualify them. When children are good, they receive their own reward and the reward of their fathers. Thus it says, and performs loving kindness for the thousandth generation. The pasuk is found in the Chumash Devarim. And it says in the Chumash Vayikra, and I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors. Pasuk Yotes, Pasuk 19. Hashem Yishamayim Heichin Kiso Malchuso Bakol Nesholah. Hashem has established his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. Hashem has established his throne in the heavens, as it says similarly, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. His kingdom, however, encompasses both the upper and the lower realms, and it is thus fitting that all existing things in the world acclaim him. Having mentioned that the loving kindness of Hashem is forever and ever upon those who fear him, the singer now brings evidence that Hashem is eternal. Hashem has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Pasuk Chaf, Pasuk 20. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov Gibore Choach Osei Devoro Lishmoa Bekol Devoro. Bless Hashem, O his angels, those mighty in power that fulfill his word. They heed the voice of his word. Having mentioned the heavens, the singer goes on to speak of the inhabitants of heaven. The non-corporal angels are the agencies whereby the decrees of heaven are executed, as we find at the downfall of Sancheirah in Divrei Hayomim. And as Moshe said, and when we cried to Hashem, he heard our voice and sent an angel. Bless Hashem, O his angels. They are on a higher plane than all other creatures, and from their power derives the motion of their celestial bodies. They are mighty in power that fulfill his word. They do everything by the command of Hashem and his utterances. The first to bless him are the angels, as it says, bless Hashem, O his angels, those mighty in power. These are the supernal agents who perform mighty deeds on earth as emissaries of the Holy One. Thus one angel destroyed Sodom, another routed the camp of Sennacherib, and an angel saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, as well as Daniel, as we find this in Sefer Daniel. They fulfill his word, they heed the voice of his word to carry out his purpose. Hearing leads to doing, as it says, we will hear it and do it, a pasuk that is found in the Chumash Devarim. What is more, they should act, but not for the reward. Their reward and pleasure should be in heeding the voice of his word. Some explain that the pasuk alludes to the prophets and devotees of the Torah. It says to them, bless Hashem and make known his ways and goodness to all. All men should be drawn to love him. Pasuk 21. Baruch Hu Hashem Kotzevoav Meshorse Osei Ritzono. Bless Hashem, all of his hosts, his servants that do his will. The singer continues by speaking of all his hosts, the firmaments and the stars and everything within them. These are his servants and their motions, which renew the seasons and years and cause plants to grow. In this sense, they do his will. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Pasuk 22. Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Ma'asa B'chol Mekomos Memshalto Baruch Hi Nafshi Es Hashem. Bless Hashem, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless Hashem, O my soul. Having mentioned the angels and the other hosts on high, the singer now speaks of the world below, the earth. Bless Hashem, all of his works in all places of his dominion. All events of earth are different, but they are constituted of the four elements. He says, when I consider that all these things, all his works, bless Hashem, then my soul too is entitled to bless him. Bless Hashem, O my soul. The psalm began with bless Hashem, and it concludes with bless Hashem. The singer thus ends with something praiseworthy, even as he began with something praiseworthy. One reason for beginning and ending with Bless Hashem is that man's supernal soul encompasses everything through its wisdom. It understands supernal matters and terrestrial matters, and so it must bless him for everything. Accordingly, the singer says, Bless Hashem, all his works on earth, for his dominion is over all of them. This includes the four elements and everything to which they give rise, animal, plant, inert matter. He first mentions all places of his dominion, all the creatures, whether airborne, on land, or in the sea. Then he says, Bless Hashem, O my soul, which is higher than all the terrestrial things. Through his intelligence, man rules over them all. Since man has dominion over them all, he can praise Hashem on their behalf. It is as if they themselves offered the praise. Similarly, it says, Oh, speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fishes of the sea will declare to you. This is a pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov. Now we go to chapter 104, pasuk 1. Boruchi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem malakai gadalta, ve'od hod v'hador levoshta. Bless Hashem, O my soul, Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed in majesty and splendor. David composed the present psalm in praise of Hashem for all the processes that he included in nature and for the pattern of his continued conduct of the world. In the previous psalm, David spoke of Hashem's providential supervision over our people that transcends the natural order. Accordingly, he divided his acclaim of thanksgiving into two psalms, both of which begin, Bless Hashem, O my soul. In the present psalm, he makes it known that Hashem is the master over all things, and that the host on high and below cannot do anything except in accordance with his will as set forth during the 6 days of creative activity. What is more, it is within his power to change and replace depending on the advantage for the totality or the individual. The psalm concludes by depicting the downfall of the wicked who destroy the world. When this happens, everyone will proclaim, Hallelujah, praise Hashem, for everyone will then acknowledge the truth. Bless Hashem, O my soul, but know that Hashem, my God, is very great. No matter how much we may acclaim Hashem, we cannot say enough, for He is much greater than any possible praise. It is the other way around regarding human beings who are praised in excess of their deeds. Our sages expound, before you created the world, you were great. After you created your world, you are very great. You are clothed in majesty and splendor. You are greater than the expressions of majesty and splendor whereby you are adorned and acclaimed. Because Hashem, my God, you are very great, it is not possible to express your essence. One can only bless you for your deeds as they become revealed to us. It is about them that the singer says, You are clothed in majesty and splendor. This does not refer to physical garments, but to an abstract spiritual garment. Thus, our sages say, 10 garments that Hashem put on when He created the world. He clothed Himself with majesty, splendor, etc. You are clothed in majesty and splendor. The majesty and splendor that we grasp about you can be likened to what a man sees when he beholds another wearing a garment. He can only grasp the description of the garment. He does not grasp his substance that is under this garment. Likewise, the majesty and splendor that we have grasped are not of your essence, but are only a garment. Indeed, even the garment itself we have not grasped, for the garment is light. What is more, he also spreads out the heavens like a curtain to separate himself from us. We should be unable to grasp even a bit of his garment. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Oite orik salmen noite shemaim kayuvia, who wraps in light as in a robe, who spreads out the heavens like a curtain. The psalm begins with the light that was created first, followed by heaven and earth, grasses, the luminaries, the fish of the sea, the beast of the field, and man. The singer praises the light not only because it is the first creation, but because of its intrinsic excellence. He wraps the world in light as in a robe. This means the light of the sun that infiltrates everything, who spreads out heavens like a curtain, as it says, who spreads out the heaven like a curtain and stretches them like a tent to dwell in. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu, and it says, even my hands have spread out the heavens. In another sense, Hashem, as it were confined, his light and his godliness within a number of garments and restrictions, so the created being should be capable of grasping at least one part in a million millions of the sweetness of his goodness. For it is impossible to grasp the essence of his good godliness. We know the existence of his godliness and oneness only from his works and his wonders. Another possible interpretation is that Hashem clothed the world in light like a man wrapping himself in his cloak. Who spreads out the heavens like a curtain? Some say that this pertains to the firmament or layer of sky that separates the upper from the lower regions. It is called heaven, as it says in Bereishis, and Hashem called the firmament heaven. This creation took place on the second day. The present pasuk is recited prior to wrapping oneself in the prayer shawl to inspire the soul with the realization before whom we stand in prayer. Pasuk 3. Hamakara v'mayim ali Yosef hasam ovim rechuvo hamahalech al kanfei ruach, who lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind. Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk 4. Osa malachov ruchos v'shorsov eish lohet, who makes the winds his messengers, the flaming fire his ministers. Having spoken of the heavens, the singer depicts the foundations of things below them, who lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, a reference to the clouds that are like lofts and beams over the earth, who makes the clouds his chariot, the clouds raised by his will, like a beast urged on by its rider. The clouds are driven by the fast motion of the winds, which urge them to empty their water upon the earth, hence who walks upon the wings of the wind. Winds and fire are described as Hashem's messengers and ministers. Winds, by their constant motion, benefit the earth, at times bringing moisture and at times dryness, to fit the needs of the world of men. Likewise, fire, as in lightning or the stars or else in the form of meteors and the like, serve as envoys and messengers of Hashem. Pasuk 5. Yosad Eretz al Machoneho Baltimot Olam Verd, who established the earth upon his foundations, that it should not be moved, falter forever and ever. Having now mentioned the heavens, fire, air, and water, the singer speaks of the earth, the lowest of the four elements, who established the earth upon its foundations, like one who lays the foundation for a wall that is be erected upon it. Literally, he founded the earth upon its machines. Figuratively, the earth is depicted as consisting of machines and pillars upon which it is founded. But there is the statement of the Torah that Hashem hangs the earth upon nothing, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov, in a way that it is not falter forever and ever. A subtle interpretation is based on reading Mechuneho as Nich Mu Choyhiha, her lowly ones. The humble and the lowly are the pillars upon whom the world is established. Thus our sages expound. Who hangs the earth upon nothing? Belima. Upon those who render themselves as without anything. Belima. As if they were non-existent. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Tahom kalvush kisiso alhorim yamdu moyim. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. The singer has just spoken generally about the earth, and here he continues to speak of it more specifically. One interpretation of what he says is as follows. You covered it, the earth, with the deep as with a garment.
The earth was covered with deep bodies of water. What is more, the waters stood above the mountains. The bodies of water were so distributed over the earth that there were deeps even upon the high mountains. Thus it says in Bereishis, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. That is to say, the deep was upon the earth. Another reading says, you covered the deep as with a garment. The corresponding interpretation says, at times he cast down the waters, and they covered the deepest places of the earth as with a garment. At other times the waters stood above the mountains, gathered on the highest places. Some identify the deep as the sea. You covered the earth with seas as with a garment. Similarly, the Torah says, I made the cloud its garment, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Iyov. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Min garoscho yenusun min kol ramcho yechafesun. At your rebuke they fled, at the voice of your thunder they rushed away. Having spoken about the waters, the singer now speaks about the creation of dry land, as it says, and Hashem said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. Here he says, accordingly, at your rebuke they fled. Those waters fled to become the location of the seas. Having said that the waters stood above the mountains, the singer goes on to explain that their elevation was not by chance, rather to the place you founded for them in accordance with your will. Another interpretation says that deep, which in the beginning was above, you now covered by the earth that rose upon the deep and drowned it. Although previously the water stood above the mountain, now at your rebuke they fled. At this time the mountains stand upon the water. Pasuk 8. Yalu horim yerdu v'ko'u sobekom zeh yusadu tolehem. They went up the mountains, they flowed down the valleys to the place you founded for them. Pasuk 10. Kevul samto bal ya'avorum bal yishuv nechasus ores. You set a bound which they must not pass, so they would never return to cover the earth. The waters all went, all want to return to the natural places from which they had fled, rushed away. They want to ascend the mountains, flow down the valleys, return to the places you founded for them. But you set a bound for them, which they must not pass, so they would never return to cover the earth. They cannot pass the boundary that you set for them. Thus it says, we have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass. The pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu, and it says, and prescribed bounds for it, and set bars and doors, and said, to here will you come, but no further, and here will be your proud ways be set back. The pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov. The singer says, this in itself is the miracle. Hashem fixed the quantity of water in the sea, notwithstanding that all the rivers go through the sea. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Kohelis. That is the reason they would never return to cover the earth. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Hamashaleich mayonim banecholim ben horim yaleichon. He sends forth springs into the rivers they run between the mountains. The singer depicts how rivers are formed from the spring waters that Hashem sends forth into them. These rivers run between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The wild ass donkeys are particularly parched because they wander in the deserts. He describes how divine providence also extends to the wild beasts. He sends forth springs into the rivers, which in turn run between the mountains. The carnivorous beasts and the wild donkeys make their habitat where they can find ample water. Despite divine providence provides water for those creatures which cannot reach the springs. The water of the springs flows into rivers where the beasts all gather to drink. The single also stresses the wonder in Hashem's having created the springs. Water flows from a small spring, at first moving slowly, and then giving rise to streaming, rushing rivers. Literally, he sends forth springs into rivers. From the springs, he makes many rivers. The springs originate between the mountains, where they flow slowly. Then they become rushing rivers. In order for the dry land not to remain without water, after the water was gathered into one place, Hashem sent forth springs into the river. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Yashku kol chayisoy sado yisperu peroyim tsumo'ot. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Because you sent forth springs into the river, as we learned in the previous pasuk, these waters give drink to every beast of the field. The waters run between the mountains, where they give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst, but these creatures dwell between the mountains. That's a good base. Pasuk 12. Alehem of Hashemayim Yishkol Mibein Afoyim Yitnu Kol. Beside them dwell the fowl of heaven, from among the branches they sing. The single also depicts the benefit provided by the rivers to the fowl of heaven. They dwell on the trees growing there at any time to drink of the waters and quench their thirst. From among the branches they sing and twitter until they find water. Some say the singing of the birds serves as a sign for the wild donkeys where to find water. When they see the fowl of heaven above them and hear their singing from among the branches, the wild beasts are drawn to the life-giving waters. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 13. Mashke hori maliyosav mepri ma'asecha tispa ha'oretz. Who waters the mountains from his upper chambers, the earth is full of the fruit of his works. Here the singer describes another natural phenomenon, whereby Hashem waters the mountains from his upper chambers, but the lowlands man himself can water by drawing from the rivers. His upper chambers are the lower and higher strata of clouds. The fruit of his works means the watering provided by the rain. As a result of this watering, the earth, the human inhabitants, and all living things is full. Another emphasis says, at first the earth was parched, and now it is full. This condition is the opposite of the condition described by the earth that is never sated with water, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Having spoken about the bodies of water that were formed on the third day, the Torah goes on to speak of plant life that also was created on the third day. Another reason that Hashem waters the mountains from his upper chambers is that the mountains require more rain than do the lowlands. For one thing, there is more moisture in low-lying areas. For another, the lowlands may be irrigated by drawing water from the rivers, which is not the case of the mountains. The earth is full of the fruit of his works. The fruit of the clouds is rain. Producing rain is designated as works of Hashem because rain is a great wonder. As Hashem said to Eov, has the rain a father? Or who has begotten the drops of dew? Pasuk that's found in Eov. The making of clouds belongs to his works, and the fruit of the cloud is rain. The singer says, moreover, that water is required not only by living things, but also by inert matter. Thus Hashem waters the mountains from his upper chambers, and the moisture-laden earth can then produce fruit. Thus the pasuk concludes, from the fruit of his works, namely rain, the earth is full. Otherwise, the arid earth would crack and crumble. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Matzmiach chatzir labheima ve'esev lavodas odom lahotzi lechem min oretz. Who causes the foliage to spring up for the cattle and grass for the service of man, to bring forth bread out of the earth. All plant life flourishes by means of water. It causes the foliage, which grows on its own without human labor, to spring up for the cattle and grass for the service of man. The latter refers to the plants that grow as a result of plowing and planting, to bring forth bread out of the earth for human consumption. Another interpretation says Hashem causes foliage to flourish for feeding cattle and also causes grass to flourish for the same purpose, for cattle are needed to plow the land. Some identify grass as wheat, which at the outset appears to be in the form of a grass that is all ready to be treated by man to be reaped, threshed, winnowed, milled, sifted, kneaded, and baked to bring forth bread out of the earth. Another possible explanation says, foliage is rough and it grows for large cattle. Grass is for small cattle. Some tender goats cannot consume the hard foliage, but require fine grass. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. V'yayin samach levav enosh lahatil panim mishomem v'lechem levav enosh isod. And wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil that brightens the face, and bread which sustains the heart of man. Man by his labor draws bread out of the earth. He draws forth wine by his industry, gathering the grapes and squashing them. Wine has two qualities. For one, it gladdens the heart of man and when consumed in proper measure. As our sages have said, wine and fine aroma make one wise, for both expand the heart of the mind. Another quality is that drinking it brightens the face more than oil. Having spoken of wine, the singer goes on to acclaim bread, which sustains the heart of man. Some say that the pasuk refers to the cup of wine for Kiddush that one drinks before dining. Then one recites the bracha for eating bread. The earth is full of the fruit of his works, including wine, and the earth also brings forth bread. However, there is this important difference between wine and bread. Although wine gladdens the heart of man and brightens the face more than oil, it is bread which sustains the heart of man. Sustenance of life is dependent on bread alone. Wine acts only superficially to gladden the heart temporarily, and temporarily to brighten the face more than oil. But bread sustains the heart of man. It provides real strength to the body and is thus the source of man's vitality. Three things are derived from the earth's yield. One is wine, which brings gladness, and wine that gladdens the heart of man. Another is oil that beautifies, oil that brightens the face. The third is bread as the indispensable sustenance and bread which sustains the heart of man. This also alludes to Torah wisdom. The Torah scholars are occupied with the wine of Torah. They rejoice every time they reach a new insight, and their faces shine more brightly than if treated with oil. Bread refers to the bread of Torah, which sustains the heart of man. This pertains to the definitive rulings in Torah law. And bread which sustains the heart of man, Enosh. The appellation Enosh designates the lowest grade of man. Thus the term connotes frailty, as it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and grievously weak. Enosh, as a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yirmiyahu. However, the Torah is called bread, and through Torah study is man's heart sustained and fortified. It provides him with sufficient strength even to overcome his bestial side. For the Torah is called strength, as it says, Hashem gives strength to his people. Pasuk 16, Yisbu'u Atze Hashem Arze Levonon Ashenota. The trees of Hashem have their fill, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted. Having said earlier in Pasuk Yud Gimel, who waters the mountains from his upper chambers, the singer says here that as a result of the watering, the trees of Hashem have their fill, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted. Some expound that this refers to the trees of the Garden of Eden. The Pasuk mentions the cedars because they are larger than all other trees. It also says that they are the trees of Hashem, to indicate that the great trees, like the cedars of Lebanon, flourish unattended by man. It is different for certain kinds of grass and regular trees which grow by human cultivation. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Siporim Yikanenu Hasido Beroshim Beso. When the birds make their nest, their stork, the cypress trees are her home. Now the Torah describes the usefulness of the trees, both for man and for other living creatures. Where the birds make their nest, the stork, the cypress trees, are her home. The pasuk also indicates their usefulness when they are still growing. Although they produce no fruit, they serve as home sites for birds that make their permanent nest there. Because these trees are very tall, the birds choose them for making their nest. The stork especially is in the habit of making its nest on tall trees, on top of cedars or cypresses. Having said the trees of Hashem have their fill, the singer adds here that the birds of heaven too benefit from the water. For they make their nest upon the cedars of Lebanon, which he has planted and drenched with water. The singer says that Hashem has provided a home for all living creatures. The birds make their nest among the cedars of Lebanon, and the stork makes its nest among the cypress trees. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. Horim hagvoim la'yelim sloim machzeh l'shvanim. The high mountains are for wild goats, the rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. Now the Torah goes on to comment on the function of the high mountains mentioned earlier. The high mountains are hiding places for the wild goats. Their light-footed motion enables them to ascend those heights to escape the predators whose prey they are. So also the rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. Hashem created the high rocks for the badgers to hide in the clefts out of fear of other animals and killer birds. Having mentioned the high trees which serve as homes for the birds, the singer speaks of the high mountains as havens for the wild goats. He thus also mentions the rocks as a refuge for the rock badgers. Rocks and crags have clefts and caves where the badgers can hide. Thus were they all created for a reason and a need. Nothing is in it vain. Because the singer goes on to say, you make darkness, and it is night when all the beasts of the forest creep forth. He says here that the high mountains are the dwelling places of wild goats and a refuge for rock badgers. Hashem prepared them on account of the beasts of the forest that creep forth to seek prey. The Zohar writes that if the high mountains were created in this world on account of the wild goats, and the rocks were created for no other reason than the rock badgers, do not therefore be amazed that the world was created on account of Avraham, who fulfilled the entire Torah. The Sefer Hasidim writes, the reason Hashem created the mountains and the heights is that he knew the beasts would be killing one another in the future. Let therefore the good ones among them find refuge and deliverance up there. As it says, the rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. Pasuk Yotes, Pasuk 19. Also Yoreach Lemo'adim Shemesh Yodam Mevo'o, who appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knows its setting. The Torah begins to speak of the creations that came into being on the fourth day. It begins with the moon, though it is the smallest luminary, because the night of the fourth day came before the day. The preceding night was served by the moon and stars, and the sun shone on the morning of the fourth day. Who appointed the moon for seasons? The waning and waxing of the moon divide the year for us into 12 months, and so establish the calendar. The moon does not have its own light. It shines in conjunction with the sun. But the sun knows its setting. Its rising and setting are fixed because it shines by its own light. Then again, Hashem appointed the moon for seasons, in the sense that the moon has two monthly seasons. The first part of the month, its light increases, and the second part of the month, its light decreases. This has an effect on the seas and the rivers. Hashem created the moon in such a way that it is renewed at the end of each month when it is in conjunction with the sun. This is not so for the stars. In accordance with its increasing and decreasing light, there is a corresponding renewal for minerals, plants, and animals. In accordance with the inclination of the sun towards the north or towards the south, seasonal changes take place in all locations of human habitation. Who appointed the moon for seasons? A homiletical interpretation says that the burgeoning and waning of moonlight symbolizes human life. Until his middle years, a person continues to increase. Thereafter, he continues to decrease until he reaches the appointed place of all living things. Pasuk 20. Toshes choshech v'iloyle boisir moish kol chayiso yo'ar. You make darkness, and it is night when all the beasts of the forest creep forth. Now the singer mentions the advantages of night times and the onset of darkness, that is, the disappearance of light. When you make darkness in the world, night comes. This benefits the predatory animals seeking their sustenance and prey at night. In the daytime they are fearful of man. Man also benefits, for he sleeps and rests from his labors. This in turn benefits as well the domestic animals. Until now, the Torah spoke in the remote third person form, but here he speaks in the second person form. Thus it says in praise of darkness, you make darkness and it is night, when all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The pasuk indicates that darkness is not simply the absence of light, but is itself a creation. You make darkness deliberately and it is night, for the benefit of living things. For then all the beasts of the forest creep forth to search for their food. Pasuk 21. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from Hashem. The young lions, which do not eat grass but meat, readily find their prey at night. Then they roar after their prey and seek their food from Hashem, which He has prepared for them. There are two kinds of roaring. One is directed at the prey to frighten the beast into standing still, terror-stricken, rather than flee. But when the predators do not see their prey, their roar is a roar of hunger. By this means they seek their food from God. They roar to Hashem every day because they do not prepare food for a long time in advance. Each and every day they seek anew. This indicates a measure of trust. Pasuk Chavez, Pasuk 22. Tizrach Hashemesh Yosefun V'el Monosam Yirbotzun. The sun rises, they slink away and crouch in their dens. All those creatures roam the entire night until morning, and then when the sun rises, they slink away to their dens for fear of man. In their dens they crouch the whole day until nightfall. This order makes it impossible for man to go forth to his work and to his labor until evening. By morning, filled with enough food, the predators go together into their dens, for they have no fear that anyone will grab away their prey. There they crouch, each one in his own den. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23. Yetzei Adam lefa'alo v'lavadoso adei orev. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. At sunrise, man goes forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. To his work means to cut wood or stone and the like. To his labor means working the land. It keeps going until evening. For the day is set aside for man to earn his bread, while the night is set aside for the other living things. The singer depicts the order of life, which man going forth to his work and his labor during the day until the evening, and then the animals again coming out seek their prey. Behold how everything is arranged by divine supervision. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk 24. Morabu Masecha Hashem Kulam Bechokhmah Sisu Molo Oretz Kinyonecha, how many are your works, O Hashem? In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. How many are your works, O Hashem? Notwithstanding their abundant numbers, in wisdom have you made them all to perfection. The earth is full of your possessions. There is not a single place that is devoid of your works, your possessions, or your creatures. Similarly, the Torah says, is he not your father, your master? Konecha Posik has found the Chumash Devor. Having finished describing the creatures on land, the plants and the bodies of light, the singer says, in wisdom have you made them all, both the creatures on earth and the creations of heaven. The earth is full of your creations. Nothing exists by chance. In wisdom have you made them all for an intended purpose. Some interpret how abundant are your works in both quantity and quality. The earth is full of your possessions, as there is no place devoid of Hashem's right of ownership. The singer alludes to these supernal words. He also refers to all the creatures in this world, the pattern of species and their subdivisions, millions of kinds of things in the domain of the inanimate plants and inanimate creatures. Every species has its own individual character, including how it tastes, which differs for different species. There are also many different kinds of foliage. These differences originate in the fact that each has its own angelic counterpart in the supernal realms. In wisdom have you made them all. For all the supernal worlds receive their life sustenance from the light and life whose source is the Torah, the will and the wisdom of Hashem. The earth is full of your creatures refers to man. Hashem has so constituted creation that man would be able to sustain himself through the labor of his hands. He should plow and plant and bring about great abundance through the efficiency of fulfilling the mitzvahs that pertains to the land. Compare this to a clock constituted of many kinds of wheels. By means of these wheels, it is possible to become aware of the passing hours. Similarly, Hashem created worlds on high and worlds below, the heavens and the heaven of heavens, their spheres and celestial hosts. This entire system is dependent upon man here on earth. But the fool thinks that he will attain his bread through theft. Accordingly, David asks here, how many are your works, O Hashem? The answer is that in wisdom have you made them.
We are learning Sefer Tehillim. This is sheer number 56. We are using the commentary of Ma'am Loes by Rav Shmuel Yishalmi. This series of Sefer Tehillim, the complete Sefer Tehillim, was sponsored by the Chevra Kadisha Mortuary in Los Angeles. Their phone number is 323-653-8886. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening online to any of our hundreds of Torah Shiurim Torah lectures. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter number 103, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Yodia Dorochav the Moshe Livnei Yisrael Ali Losav. He made known his ways to Moshe, his works to the children of Israel. The eighth bounty is that he made known his ways, the attributes of his conduct towards men, to Moshe, our teacher. These are the 13 attributes included in, and Hashem passed by before him and proclaimed, Hashem, the God, mighty, compassionate, and favors with grace. Pasuk that's found in the Chumash Shemos. That is what the singer says here. He made known his ways to Moshe, and then his works to the children of Israel. Moshe made known the 13 attributes to the children of Israel, which entails a great advantage, for when the attributes are mentioned with devout concentration during one's prayer, the prayer is accepted, as it says, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. And our sages explain, a covenant is established with the 13 attributes, that they do not come back empty-handed. Thus Yishayahu said, "Who remembered you in your ways? Behold, you have been angry and we have sinned. In those ways we remain always and shall be saved." A pasuk that is found in Sefer Yishayahu. Whenever Hashem raged against Israel, the righteous who had previously departed from this world would remind him of the 13 attributes, whereupon he brought deliverance on account of them. The Torah calls them ways and works, for the attributes encompass his actions in dealing with human beings by compassion and grace, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. It is what Moshe asked for. "Let me now know your way," a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos, in order to find favor in the sight of Hashem when praying. Until then, Moshe would have to call upon the merit of the others, as he said when the Jews sinned with the golden calf, "Remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, your servants." Should the power of their merit become depleted, he would have nothing to rely on in his prayer. Hashem granted his plea and made known his attributes to him. For this reason, at the sin of the spies, as found in Chumash Bamidbar, Moshe mentioned the attributes as he said, "And now I pray you, let the power of my Lord be great, according as you have spoken, saying, Hashem is forbearing and great in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression." Some explain the present pasuk as follows. He made known to his ways the 13 attributes of his conduct towards man. To Moshe, he also revealed his works, the attributes of compassion and forgiving grace that he practices towards the children of Israel in Golus. The singer has already enjoined the soul to praise Hashem, as we learned in the first two psukim of this parak. First, it is necessary, however, to speak about knowledge of Hashem and his attributes. This knowledge can only be acquired through his works, and that is the foundation for the attributes elicited by Moshe. For this reason, we are not permitted to ascribe any attributes to Hashem except those established by Moshe. Thus the Torah says here, he made known his ways to Moshe, his works to the children of Israel. Out of the works followed the attributes, the ways. Pasuk 8. Rachum mechanan Hashem erech apayim v'rav chosed. Hashem is compassionate and favors with grace, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. Having spoken of the divine attributes, the singer points to some of them which are related to compassion. They are listed here in the same order they appear in the original pronouncement by Moshe, as found in Chumash Shemos. Compassionate and favors with grace, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. Compassionate means that he mercifully provides for the necessary needs of his creations in the best possible way. Favors with grace means that he causes them to be viewed with favor by others. Thus it says, "And I will favor with grace whom I will favor with grace, and will show compassion to whom I will show compassion." Slow to anger means that he is forbearing towards the wicked until they repent. Abundant in loving kindness means that he deals kindly with his creations. Some say those are the 13 attributes mentioned here are related to the singer's entreaty for healing of the diseased. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. L'netzach yoriv l'olam yitor. He will not quarrel, neither will he keep his anger forever. An aspect of divine compassion is that Hashem is not vindictive. Rather, he extends loving kindness to the sinner. He will not quarrel for eternity, neither will he keep his anger forever. Along similar lines, the Torah says, "You will not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people." A pasuk that's found in Chumash Vayikra. From the divine perspective, according to the measure of law, the sinner should suffer eternal punishment. Thus we find concerning bodily injury that the punishment is reckoned both in accordance with the stature of the attacker and the stature of his victim. But Hashem will not quarrel for eternity, neither will he keep his anger forever. Accordingly, this shows that the Almighty is compassionate and favors with grace, for he does not punish in accordance with his stature, but in accordance with man's stature. What is more, he does not punish all at once, but divides the punishment to the third and fourth generation. He will not quarrel for eternity with sinners, neither will he keep his anger forever towards penitents. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Lo yichatu'enu osalonu v'luchavaseinu gomal olenu. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor repaid us according to our iniquities. Hashem does not even punish the sinner proportionate to his sin, nor repay him according to the severity of his iniquity. This is so notwithstanding, he has commanded us to maintain this proportional relationship of punishment in the human domain, set by human tribunals, as it says, and you will take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. But Hashem himself acts with compassion towards human beings in accordance with the attribute of mercy. The singer thus also brings proof that he will not quarrel for eternity, for behold, he has not dealt with us in exile according to our sins, nor repaid us according to our iniquities. A related interpretation says, he has not dealt with us according to our sins after the destruction of the Holy Beis HaMikdash, nor repaid us according to our iniquities in exile. Some say that the singer is also referring to the past. He has done for us any number of good things, while we repaid him with evil, yet Hashem has not repaid us afterwards according to these iniquities and the evil of our deeds. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Ki gavoa shamayim al oretz govar chastoy al yireya. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so has his loving kindness intensified towards those who fear him. Although the Almighty does not punish in accordance with the full severity of the sin, it is not so regarding reward for the righteous. Not only does he not skimp their reward, but rather amplifies it beyond what they have merited by their good deed. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so has his loving kindness intensified towards those who fear him. This is intrinsic to the attribute of abundant and loving kindness. The heavens are high above the earth only in the symbolic sense, for there is actually no comparison between them. The heavens are an absolute high, and the earth is an absolute low. Similarly, must we understand in the symbolic sense that his loving kindness intensified towards those who fear him. This is not to be understood that he did more for them than he was obliged to do, since everything that he does for us is a loving kindness. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Kirchok Mizrach Mimarav Hirchik Mimenu Espeshoenu. As far as east is from west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Although the Almighty does not punish us according to our sins, as we learned in the previous pasuk, the sinner may still live in constant dread that his sin has not been eliminated. However, as far as east is from west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Hashem wipes out and eliminates our transgressions. They should not accuse us, as it says in Micha, he will suppress our iniquities and he will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. This will take place when we remove ourselves from our iniquities as far as east is distant from west. Then our iniquities will necessarily pass away from the world. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk 13. Kirachem of Abanim Richam Hashem al Yireya. As a father has compassion for his children, so Hashem has compassion for those who fear him. Having said earlier that Hashem is compassionate, the singer describes his very great compassion. As a father has compassion for his children, so Hashem has compassion for those who fear him. This is a sublime level of compassion in human beings. Hashem's compassion for those who do not fear him is not of the same quality. A father punishes his son solely out of compassion to correct conduct, and then he suspends the punishment. Similarly, Hashem has compassion for those who fear him by then terminating the punishment. A father has compassion for his children, both on account of kinship and because he knows they are simply full of life. Similarly, Hashem has compassion for those who fear him, both because the man's soul is a portion of the divine and high, and as the singer now goes on to explain, because he knows that the body is an obstacle. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Ki hu yada yitzreinu zachor ki ofor anachno. For he knows our nature, how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Now the singer explains why Hashem is so compassionate towards those who fear him. As we learned in the previous pasuk, it is because he knows our nature. He remembers that we are dust. There are two reasons. One is that he knows well the passion of your physical nature, which no one can elude, as it says, for the impulse of man's heart is evil from his youth. The other reason is that he remembers that we are dust. Hashem is mindful of our constant pain at having to return to dust. This great evil is bad enough, and so he has compassion for us. Then again, the singer says, we are dust, even when we are still living. Since the body is mostly constituted of elemental dust, hence it refers to dust. Thus it says, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. He remembers at all times that we are dust. We are compelled by our lust like a beast and are reduced to dust. He remembers that we are dust. Although we appear to be flesh and blood, Hashem is constantly mindful of the fact that he forged us from dust, as found in the Chumash Bereishis. Our sages teach that Hashem said to Adam, a hand scoop of stolen dust is in your possession. Return it to me. But the tzaddik transmutes the dust into something spiritual, and by effecting this change, acquires ownership of it. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Enosh kechatzir yomov ketzitz hasoda kein yotzis. Man, his days are as a grass. He blooms like the flower of the field. Having said he remembers that we are dust, the singer goes on to expand on this matter. Man's return to the dust is not something far off in time, for man, his days are as grass. Man's natural lifespan is as brief as the life of grass. This comparison serves to highlight and emphasize the brevity of human life. Similarly, it says the pasuk in Iyov, for our days upon earth are a shadow. Man, his days are as grass. If his days were long, he could improve his ways by rectifying the sins of his youth. But as it is now, a man who ages and begins to rectify his deeds will not have sufficient time to do so before he dies. For he's like a flower of the field that passes away quickly. A subtle interpretation says, what man is as grass? That is the man who blooms like a flower of the field. His conduct follows the whim of his heart, unconstrained by the yoke of Torah study and keeping of the mitzvahs. It is analogous to the difference between a fruit-bearing tree whose owner invests great effort to keep it blooming and the grass in the field that grows wild without a guiding